exciting. You guys are the first couple I've had on the pod so far.
Yay!
And like low key, probably the coolest topic so far because I love food and like watching you guys cook and eat everything. I'm just like, I'm always so hungry on my Instagram.
Well, all we're doing is eating, which is not good during quarantine. So,
but it's so good. You guys still go out even, or like I guess you guys try not to go out as much, even with COVID and stuff.
We haven't like eaten at any restaurants. Like, we'll do takeout if we can, or just like order through Uber Eats or something. So that's what we've been doing. Yeah.
Cool.
I think we went to we ate in like one restaurant patio like this early this summer, and that was it.
Really?
Well, just here though, but I guess Vancouver, yeah, we did eat like inside restaurants because it was safe there.
They hardly had any cases, right? When
they were doing really well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is always like an awkward thing for me. I'm never.
I know, like, how do we start?
This is Belle, your host, and with me is my first couple ever on the pod, Camille and Ali, and they are rice. Is it rice by roti or rice and roti?
Rice and roti, or rice and roti.
Yeah.
Rice and roti.
We originally wanted rice and roti, but then that was taken, so rice x roti it is.
Gotcha. So these two are foodies that I follow, that everyone else should follow, I think, because it's so cool. You guys eat and cook like it's everything. You guys do everything. The food looks so good. Like, I recently saw your post where you were so proud of the photography that you did, and
yeah,
it looked like a layout that looked professional.
Thank you. Yeah, it's something that like I've never done, to be honest. So, you know, like obviously like I'll scroll through Instagram and things look nice, and like I've always taken picture of food but never really like thought about it, you know, and like
right.
What else can I add to this? So I'm slowly learning, but I'm like liking how things are going. And it's funny because I'm just using my iPhone right now, and so we're like, what camera are you using? I'm like, my iPhone, because that's all I have. An 8 plus, I should mention. So
yeah.
Phone.
That's pretty impressive for like iPhone pictures. It looks professional.
Thank you. And lots of editing.
That's so crazy. And I mean, Ali, you cook so much, like everything, and everything looks so good. Like, how do you even have the time to cook so much?
I love working from home. There's no commute. I'm saving 2.5 hours a day, and then at least, well, living in a shoebox, at least the kitchen's like 5 steps away from where we're working, so it's kind of cool. I'd rather spend more time standing in the kitchen than sitting in front of a computer, so I'll find stuff to do in the kitchen. I'd rather prep stuff or like get stuff ready to cook for dinner or lunch like in the morning, because I'd rather do that than just sit in front of a computer, for sure.
What you're doing. That's so cool. Neither one of you are in the food industry, right?
No.
Would you guys ever consider being in the food industry after, like, if you know, got super big and stuff?
100%.
Maybe. Yeah.
It's a dream.
So cool. He's always talked about like getting a food truck eventually.
Oh my god.
I don't know. That's just, you know, just something that we talk about.
Yeah.
Honestly, I have no idea.
Like, I love beer too. So we like to visit a lot of local breweries, and breweries usually don't have kitchens, so they do a bunch of food trucks. And like, I go to one, I'm like, oh, I wish you guys had a food truck. They're like, you can bring your own food. I'm like, what if you had someone just here right now? And then the options are limited. I'm like, this could be a great idea. You could just drive from brewery to brewery and just like sell food, pair it up with their seasonal beers and stuff too. So,
oh my god, Toronto would love you guys if you had a food truck here. Could you imagine? No one would like, where else would anyone go if you guys had food and liquor at the same spot?
That's it.
Yeah, that's the thing.
There's only craft
so
beers.
Many like breweries that have food, I guess, because you know, like, oh, I'm gonna order nuts and cheese, but you're like, I want more. What about a cheeseburger?
No kidding. Do you guys go to restaurants? Do you guys like have an agenda for when you guys go?
Anytime we go to a restaurant, it's like we do a lot of research on what we're gonna eat, what we're looking for, what the cuisine is, what to expect, and we try to get a little bit of everything. Like, we eat a lot, so try to get like a dish that's cooked in a different way in each category, like an app or an entree or side, like different meats or different vegetables cooked in different ways, just to get an idea of like what they're doing, how it's being prepared, and how consistent their food is. Like, I'm a pretty picky eater, but like
very picky. Yeah, and then like if we're there at the restaurant too, like what I like to do anywhere is just go through Instagram and see like what other people have posted. So if there's like that one dish that keeps popping up, it's like, okay, clearly we have to try this thing because everybody else is eating it. So
cool.
That's so yeah.
Awesome. Do you guys like my next question is because at least for me and Chris, whenever we go to restaurants, if we don't like something, it's usually because like we can make it better. Do you guys have that thought often?
Oh my God.
Very often.
Yes.
Like, first you're gonna like go there, eat the food, and then just be like, oh, this, try to figure out exactly what they did or how they did it, and then you're gonna try to find a way to make it better. It's like, that's the crazy thing about working at the bank. It's like, efficiency is everything. How do you make everything better?
Yeah.
It's like when you're eating out, it's like, what did you not like? How can you make that one thing better? And at least like some knowledge of how a meal's prepared, you can try to find what went wrong and where for you. Like, everyone's taste buds are different, but if like one aspect of a dish, you're like, oh, they did this in a way I don't like it, maybe I can recreate it and do it my way better. Maybe other people like that too.
Right. That's so cool. Okay, before I keep like asking you guys questions, maybe introduce yourselves and just, you know, like tell us why you decided to start your Instagram.
Do you want to start? Okay, well, oh my gosh, I'm Camille. I guess I should have said that first. I haven't done this ever. Why we started our Instagram? I mean, I've always just took photos of my food of like wherever I've been, whether it's like just him, like Ali cooking at home, or I used to travel a lot for work, so like anywhere I go, I'd be able to like try new restaurants. So I always take a photo of just like everything. I just like love sharing what I was eating, because I also loved what I was, you know, anything that I was trying, I wanted everybody else to kind of like see where I was going and sharing those places. So that's kind of where it came from. Like, hey, maybe I should try and separate like the food into its own account, because a lot of people were, you know, were encouraging us actually to like start a food account, and it took forever and like probably like what, a year? More than a year. I'm like, yeah, we'll do it. But then we kept thinking so much into it, and then finally one day we're like, okay, just press go, just start posting stuff. Like, who cares? Obviously, you know, we're not gonna have like a million followers right away, so let's just start.
Right.
Yeah, for us, it's always been a big thing about hosting people. Like, my parents love to have parties, like host people, cook for people, and like share our food. That's like a big thing for us. It's sharing food with people. It's, I don't know if it's in our culture, but I was brought up that way. And every time I love to cook, it's like, oh, you have to eat this. You need to try this. And love to have people over and cook for them. And then when people eat the food, they're like, dude, you need to share this. You need to sell this. People need to see this. I'm like, yeah, I can't take pictures or I can't do anything. Just enter Camille. Like, she's got the creative aspect and she knows how to get all those things done. I'm just the guy in the kitchen, so it kind of works out.
Yeah, and like you know, like we're both Filipino, we love to eat and cook and host parties, but not a lot of people like know what our food is or know what even like what Pakistani food is. Like, I had no idea until I obviously started dating Ali, and now I'm like, oh my god, there's so many things that like I love but no one knows about. Like, this is crazy. So we definitely have to like put it out there and share it with everyone.
That's so cool. I love, you guys are kind of the perfect pair, because, you know, you're the cooking side and Camille's the creative side, but you guys are both creatives in that sense. So you work so well together. I was just wondering, like, do you guys like fusioning? I mean, do you cook, Camille? Like, do you cook traditional Filipino food?
I do.
Okay.
I'm kind of more on the safe route than he is. Like, he likes to experiment.
Okay.
Oh, this is how my mom made it, so I'm gonna make it this way.
And you're shaking your head. Do you like the recipes?
I like to experiment everything. My parents have made like dishes in the same way, and then I'll try to get an idea of how they make it. I'm like, let me try to make my own version of this. And they're like, I can't go tell my mom I like my version better. But it's like, it's one of those things. It's like, there's obviously been eating certain food like your whole life, and you want to try to see how you can blend in like different things from different cultures into your own cuisine. And like, there's always ways to make things better. There's always different things. Like, it's right. Food is subjective, mm-hmm. right? Like, it's there's the same dish a thousand different ways, and it's everyone has it. Like, everyone's house had a different chicken curry, like growing up in Pakistan,
right?
Like, everyone's was completely different, and they're all so good. So, like, everyone has a story to tell through food. Just figure out your own story.
That's so cool. Do you guys fusion Filipino and Pakistani food ever?
We like try to mix a lot of random things. Yeah. There's like a lot of foods in like in even Filipino culture that we don't necessarily like. Sometimes you'll find like a similar version of a food. It's like, yeah, like the curries that you eat with the food or the breakfast, like it's kind of similar concept, but like in Pakistani food, it's pretty different. Like in terms of, we love Asian food. So like even like Chinese, Japanese, Vietnamese, Thai food, like every different type of Asian food. And it's like, why can't we use that? Like, and like showcase our food and flavors through that platform. Like, yeah. Why can't we do that?
Like so, the latest thing we've experimented with. So you know what pancit mula is, right?
Yeah.
So I guess for everyone who doesn't know what it is, it's like a, what would you call it? Like a wonton, basically a soup dish with dumplings, I would say. There's no like, you know, your traditional pancit with noodles, like there's no noodles in this. So what I've tried to do is I've, you know, made the broth how like my mom would usually do it. And then instead of usually using your traditional like pork and shrimp inside the filling of the wontons, I used his recipe for making kebabs essentially. So it's a blend of, I guess you should explain it because you mixed it up. I just folded it.
I remember like in like for Christmas went to Winnipeg and Camilla's mom made this broth. Like she's making broth in a wok, which like we don't do a lot of broths in Pakistani food. She's making chicken broth, and there's like a lot of herbs. There's like lemongrass in it too. I'm like, this is delicious. Like, this is, we need to use this. We need to figure out how to use this. And it's like so light and aromatic, and it's great. And I'm like, we don't have dumplings. We don't do anything like that. But we have, like, we make what's the meat thing?
I don't remember right now.
Well, we have this thing called a seed kebab. You take ground meat and you put in a bunch of herbs and different spices, and then you barbecue it. So I'm like, why can't we take that mixture of meat of the kebab and put that into a wonton and put that into this light lemongrass broth? Like, it's because the kebab's going to be like a lot of fresh herbs, and it's like ginger, garlic, and coriander, and it's just like aromatic. And
like ground chicken, like it just, everything goes well together. So it's actually surprising.
It kind of worked out. So there's different variations. So Camille's obviously folding the wontons because I have zero patience for that stuff. In terms of like getting the meat together and everything, like it kind of worked out. So we make a bunch of wontons and freeze them, and then she gets the broth ready, and then it's just it's good comfort food. It worked out pretty well.
Oh my god, now you guys are just making me hungry. Like at any point
we do that to ourselves.
Would you guys consider catering ever? Because that sounds amazing.
I mean, it has passed, like, crossed our minds. Like, a couple of our friends do catering, like, kind of know the work that goes into it. And it's a lot of work that goes into catering. There's a lot of different aspects than preparing. We tried to cook when COVID first started, we decided to do, like, care packages for friends. We made a bunch of dishes and tried to drop it off to, like, 10, 15 people. And in a tiny condo, we made about 4 or 5 different dishes for 15 people. I'm like, this is a lot of work.
It took, like, 2 days.
No space to make anything. I'm like, the idea is great. I'm like, we know how to execute this. We can get this done. You're like, finish cooking all the stuff on day one. I'm like, we don't have space in our fridge. Like, we can't make everything today. What the hell do we do? But it has crossed our mind that we should. Like, we need to get the food out there. Like, there's a lot of good stuff.
Yeah.
Like, the stuff people don't know about that they need to try and experience.
Yeah. And I mean, like, it's cool. I'm so glad that you guys finally started Instagram, because, you know, I actually get to see your food. Do you guys consider sharing like recipes and stuff on your Instagram, or is that just
you're not the first one to ask?
I've been super, like, it's a really weird thing with me. I've been super protective of my, like,
he is. I'm like, okay, what did you put in this? Like, I need to share,
like,
this off with
my
people.
Recipes and stuff, because like, a lot of people come like, yo, I need your cookie recipe, and then my buddy's like, no, don't share your cookie recipe.
Oh, oh my god, his cookie recipe, like that one, like I don't even know what that cookie recipe is.
Oh shit.
I written down somewhere, but it's
just for him.
But it's like, now it's one of those things, it's like you have great food, like you need to share that with the world. Like, it's like the universal language for love. Like, everyone eats food, everyone loves good food.
Yeah, and like, the other problem with it is that when we cook, like, we just eyeball everything.
Right.
By the time we're done, we're like, oh crap, like how much of this did you put? And we're like trying to remember. I'm like, I think I put this much. So I'll try to like give someone, you know, approximate measurements. I'm like, yeah, just put more or less, like just do whatever you want with it.
Oh my god, you guys should hire like
hire me better.
You guys should I mean, at any point if you ever need like a shadow writer, I'll come over and just like observe everything that you guys are
yeah.
doing.
Yeah, you
yeah what should I put on this?
Yeah. That's so cool.
Yeah, we might need one of those.
Right? Because, I mean, you guys are like regular chefs, where chefs are always just like, I eyeball everything. But, I mean, I know you guys bake too. And there's so much of a science to baking. Like, which one do you guys have a preference to, which one you like doing more?
I like cooking more, to be honest. Yeah.
Yeah, I love to cook. It's, yeah. You can like, you can keep tasting as you're going along and keep changing the flavor as you wish, and it's just, you can change a dish completely by just eyeballing different ingredients and changing it up. And like, yeah, baking is a complete science. Like, everything has to be like
yes.
precise. Like, you need to measure everything. You like
we'll think like, okay, let's try this, and then it comes out like so bad. We're like, okay, no, we can't do that, so let's actually like research this first and like, you know, the proper way of doing things. So I feel like it's harder to experiment that way, but
yeah,
there's a few things that we like to make, like you mentioned cookies. I still like to make leche flan cake. I feel like that's
the yeah
baking.
I love that. That's so cool. I mean, I hate baking. I can't like, I don't like it because of the science behind it. But I was wondering, because you guys, you know, mentioned that you have so many influences with like the cuisines that you like experimenting with. So it's a lot of Asian cuisine. Do you guys have any like inspirations that are people?
For me, it's more so like, it's the ideas behind the cooking. So like Maddie Matheson, right? Like if you like, he's very straight up about how he cooks in the kitchen. He's like, look, I'm not going to sugarcoat anything. Like, shit happens. Like, you're going to make food. It's going to look bad. It's going to look ugly. This is the behind the scenes. This is the truth behind it. It's not going to be the perfect cooking show, because you're going to watch cooking shows and chefs do everything perfectly and just feel intimidated by it. But with him, it was very like, who cares? Like, it's do what you want. Add what you feel like, and it'll turn out however you want it. And that's an approach like I take in the kitchen. It's like, if I spill something or if something messes up, it's like, who really cares that you're trying it out? Like, it doesn't have to be perfect, but like,
yeah. And then like, for me, I just think of like my mom or like, you know, like any auntie, like watching them in the kitchen. Cause like, you know, a certain way of doing things that you don't get to see when you're watching like those chefs on TV. Cause obviously, again, it looks perfect. So just, you know, watching, whether it's my mom, my aunt, my uncle, whoever's cooking, like, or, you know, when you're back, like, say if I was in the Philippines, like, watching people on the street, like, that's where I get interested in, like, how they cook.
That's so cool. I love how you, so I love Maddie. I love that you
love her.
Yeah.
I was wondering, because you mentioned, so Maddie's on YouTube, and would you guys ever consider doing YouTube shows? Or vlogs?
That's like part of the agenda, like to start showing people how we cook, like how we get the food that we get, because it's like she said, it's hard to remember what we're putting into the food. So let's just like get a camera going, let's just start getting a meal together how we'd want to get it together, and then like people can watch and follow along. So
kitchen set up, so now it's not cutting it. Hopefully, when we have a better kitchen, we'll be able to set something up. Because right now where we are, like, there's no natural light, and it's hard to even film with my phone, so I haven't posted like too much. And I think it's just a matter of getting over talking in the camera. I'm so not used to that. I'm actually like super shy when I meet people at first, but then when they get to me, I'm like so loud. So it's, but just getting past that, I think that's going to help for sure for both of us.
Right. I mean, I guess it would be like, it's, you both said that this is the first time you've been on podcast. Like what made you guys decide to do a podcast? Like it's the same kind of vulnerability, right? To like put yourself out there.
Gotta get out of the comfort zone. Yeah. This is one of the ones. It's like, even with public speaking, huge. We're pretty bad with that. I'm pretty bad with public speaking, but it's, you can't expect to get good at something unless you throw yourself into the fire, right? Like you need to get out there and face your fears and do it. And there's no other way to overcome them or get better at something unless you just do it.
Yeah, what he said, because like I will, like if I'm talking in front of a group, even like people I work with, like work with them for years, but giving a presentation, I like black out. Like, what did I just say? They're like, oh, you're fine. So yeah, totally getting out of your comfort zone. This is the next step for that.
Oh yay! I mean, you guys are doing great for the record. Yeah, I think it's cool because a lot of your focus is on food, and I can hear it. You guys love food. You have such a passion for it. And it's not just like willy-nilly, I don't really know anything about food, so I'm going to take pictures about it type of thing. But you guys actually, you know, articulate how much food is important to you. And I love how you guys keep mentioning that it's a love language. I love that.
thank you.
But so like, I know that it's food is a very oversaturated area for a while now. So what made you guys like choose this to be out of your comfort zone thing?
Like the,
I guess it's just not something we thought of, you know, like as like a career, let's say, like being serious about it. 'Cause you know, you don't grow up saying like, hey, I'm going to become a chef. Like, well, I would say in like Asian cultures, right? It's like, you're going to become a doctor or a nurse. And I'm like, no. And even, you know, now I'm not a doctor or nurse, clearly. Like I'm in sports, I'm in events, and it's like totally different. So it was great. I love it, but it's not as creative for me. So that's kind of something that I've been looking for, up until now. It's like, hey, you know, there's cooking food and but like just food styling in general, like I never thought that was an actual job until I saw people, you know, posting about it and like, holy crap, that's really cool.
Yeah.
It took a while for me to try to figure out what I want to do. And even working in the bank, it's like you don't realize what's out there until you actually do it. And there's so many different jobs, so many different things to learn about. And with food, like after moving out, it was like cooking every day. And I'm like, oh my God, I fucking love this. Yeah. And then researching food, and it's like, oh, I need to learn as much as I possibly can about this. And then I'm like thinking back, I'm like, there's really nothing else I've ever done that I've been so curious about or wanting to learn. Like I went to school and forced myself to learn business. Didn't love it, but every day I'm literally watching videos and reading articles on food or like the history of different like spices. And it's just like, what do people do with this? How do we use it? Like what is, so it's like it takes a while to try to figure out what you love to do. And it's like, it's a hobby, it's a passion, but it's like, it's one of those things like you love to do. And it's kind of good to like at least use it and experiment it on the side, even if I'm like doing my current job. But it's good to at least like, that's my hobby, that's what I love to do. Fine. So
it's actually like, it's therapeutic, you know. Sometimes you just want to, I don't know, boil noodles.
I love that you, like, it sounds like you guys are doing this for yourselves right now, but I noticed that your following is getting pretty big. Are you guys scared of like having, I guess like a lot of people who are in the creative industry, when their following starts to get too big, it starts to become a little overwhelming and then you don't want to do it as much. Do you guys think of those things?
And you take it one step at a time, and it's like one of those things where we don't want to get ahead of ourselves and be like, oh, this is going to blow up, it's going to be great. Yeah. And it's more so one of those, like, just comes back to, it's like, it's our food. It's very subjective. Like if people have negative things to say, like you take it with a grain of salt, like always listen to other people's opinions because it might help you get better. Right. So it's all criticism, because it just
all it's going to do is help you. You can't take that negatively and just like let it put you down, because you got to keep doing what you love to do. And people have a negative opinion about it, then so be it. That's one opinion compared to like hundreds of others, right? Yeah. So and
even right now,
opinion matters.
Yes, we don't have like a huge following, and it's like slowly growing, which is exciting to watch. And at the same time, you know, like compared to when I was just, you know, posting for myself on my personal Instagram account, and then on here, it's like thinking constantly, like, okay, when am I gonna post tomorrow? Like, oh my god, I need to plan out the whole month. So like this whole world is so new to me, or to both of us. So yes, it's overwhelming, but at the same time, like we love it so much that we don't mind putting those extra hours into this.
Is it keeping you guys busy? Like I'm barely on Instagram, but my podcast, like just the editing portion of it is insane. Mm-hmm. And you guys do like videos, you guys are like live sometimes, you guys do postings, like
I'm like, it's me, it's a lot. That's I'm definitely more on my phone now than I used to be. It's crazy because, you know, I'm paying attention, like, oh my god, someone liked or commented, so like keeping up and, you know, wanting to engage with everyone. But again, so exciting. And yes, you know, I'll be sometimes sitting on the couch, we'll watch a show, but I'm really like editing videos just to like make sure it's ready for tomorrow whenever. So I think I also just like need to learn to manage my time and better plan out. So slowly like learning this as I go, because it's only been, this will be like the third month, so
right,
learn, but it's fun. Yeah.
That's crazy. Do you guys, like, has it gotten to a point where sometimes it's just like, this is too much?
No.
No.
I'm, you know, being an events manager, like, yeah, when we work for Grey Cup, like, that is wild and crazy and takes up, like, months of my time. So right now it's like, this is busy and not bad, because I know what my limit is, and I am not even anywhere close to that yet.
Oh, that's nice. I'm glad you guys have such like a good headspace for like being in the creative area, right? Like, you're right. You have opinions, and you guys, you know, it's hard to ignore negative ones, but you guys have such a head, like such a good headspace for, you know, ignoring them and, or like taking them with a grain of salt or whatever. Was that something that you guys were mentally prepared for when you got into it? No,
I didn't even like think of that. You know, of course you're like, yeah, I'm gonna put this out because I like it and people will like it, and luckily we haven't had any negative comments yet, so we haven't really faced that. I would say he's better at managing that, because I'm the one who's very picky. I'm the one whose perfection is like, oh my god, people need to like it or it's gonna be so crap, and he's always reminding me like, who cares? Like, we're doing this for ourselves. So I have to keep reminding myself, because, you know, that's what's important. It's for us. And
yeah,
if you want to follow, then follow.
Yeah, people are always going to have opinions about every single thing you do. It's just a matter of you. It's like what you want to do with those opinions. So if you're sharing your food for yourself and your love of cooking, then so be it. If someone doesn't like it, then you know what? There's always an unfollow button. So
yeah, you don't like our food, don't look at it. You know?
I completely fucking agree with that. I hate when people are like, oh, like your shit sucks. Well, why do you listen to it? Like, I don't.
Yeah, right? Like, I didn't ask you.
Don't be big. So because you guys, like, you guys have an insane amount of, like, for me at least, like, I've been talking to a lot of creative people, and it's hard to keep like good self-care when you're so busy and you're constantly thinking about what you're doing and what you're going to put out. And, you know, as much as you guys have good headspaces about not caring about other people, do you guys have like specific moments of self-care that you pay attention to?
Oh my god, it's so needed. Like, even the start of COVID, I started doing yoga. Like, I had never done it before. Like, I had done a few sessions of hot yoga just because they're like, hey, it's free for this month. So I'm like, okay. But so in March I started like a 30-day yoga challenge, and I would do that every morning, and the videos would last maybe like no more than half an hour, but just short amount of time, I was so surprised at like how much better I felt for the rest of the day. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's like you get up, I know I'm going to do it and it's going to go by quick. And then I have, you know, the rest of the day to do whatever I need to do. And just having that routine really helped me. And then there's nights where, you know, I'll take some ice cream and eat in bed. Like, that's my self-care. Whatever it is. I love eating dessert in bed. So that's my thing.
Oh, man. I love sports. Like, my Sundays are my therapy day. Like, don't talk to me. I'm sitting in front of the couch watching watching football all day. And or if basketball's on, like, I'll be watching basketball. Or, like, I'll play golf when the weather's nice. Like, it's...
Like,
that's my me time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's so nice though, because it's nice to hear that you guys like have a routine of, you know, when things kind of get rough, you're like, this is what I do. And it's really, I love that you have a strict like, don't talk to me on Sunday. I love.
Oh God, Sunday. Yeah. I've been there, done that. Don't want to go there again. Unless I have a question about football, then that's okay.
Just out of curiosity, what teams do you guys root for in football? I love football.
Huge Eagles fan. Huge Eagles.
Yeah. I just for whatever team's playing against the Eagles to piss them off. Lately. But I'm jumping on the Seahawks bandwagon right now because Russell Wilson's my other husband. Yeah. That's what I like to say about him. What's your team?
I love the Pats. I know it's going to sound super, like, cliche because I was like, everyone loves the Pats. I genuinely love the Pats.
That's still? Fine. I was
I was going to say still. Too. Like, still.
She used to like the Patriots. I had a Super Bowl party when the Eagles won the Super Bowl. She wore Patriots t-shirt in my parents' house.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
I mean, but it was amazing. It was so great.
Yay. Yeah, no, that's so funny that you are sticking your guns with the Pets. I mean, they're doing okay right now, I think.
Like, no.
Well.
It's going to be rough. It's going to be a rough little while.
But. You know, I think it's just because it's cold, and they're like, they're cold when they're running.
That's why, yes.
Yeah, that's going to be it. Not the quarterback.
No, Brady doesn't have anything to do with it. So I don't want to take up too much of your time because you guys are probably super busy with all your cooking and stuff like that. But I do, like, what is your favorite recipe, like, ever, that you've ever done?
Oh, my God, that's hard.
That ever made?
Yeah.
I feel like you'd say cookies, but I'm not really sure.
Cookies are just whatever. But I've gone through, like, so many different types of cookies to get to this recipe, though. Like, that's one I experimented with a lot. And I've made some really, really shitty cookies and fed them to people.
I know mine.
What's yours?
Spaghetti sauce. That sounds like low-key and, you know, simple, but I love a good spaghetti sauce.
Yeah.
I think I'm not going to say, like, mine is really good, but it is really good.
Provolone sauce is amazing. It's hands down my favorite.
Yeah, I don't like to eat out at a lot. Like, I love Italian food.
Yeah.
Maybe it's just because I'm used to my sauce. I don't know. Maybe you should try it.
Yes, I will.
I like to eat at a lot of Italian restaurants because I just don't like their red sauce. I'm very picky. Like, there's a certain taste that I'm looking for. I'm not really sure what it is, to be honest. But, yeah, that's my thing.
And that would be the prawn dish. Experimented with, like, Korean and Paki food. And, so I tried to take, because I love pickled daikon carrots, like, shit's amazing. And we don't have a daikon in our food. We don't use it at all. But we do have, like, a side salad, which is kuchumer, which is onions, cucumbers, tomatoes, cilantro, lime, salt, pepper. And, like, what if you pickle the daikons with onions and daikon and carrots and mix that with, like, fresh lime and garlic and cilantro and get that herb going? Side with these prawns. So I got these prawns, and my mom makes this really bomb mint chutney. So, like, you get them, like, and you get samosas or any brand food, you get this, like, green sauce with it.
Yeah.
Hers from scratch with, like, coconut husk, like, everything that works, and it's the best. So I'll take the shrimp marinated in that with, like, some harissa olive oil, quick pan sear, grill that up, and just, you scoop up your pickled daikon and onions and cucumbers and garlic, and just that'd be the
it was really good.
It was, yeah, that was like the super experiment, but it worked out. It came out pretty good.
Well, actually, since you mentioned like samosas, I feel like the next thing we want to experiment is combining a samosa and an empanada together.
Oh my god, yes.
Wow. But that's something I've been like thinking about. I'm like, taking like the empanada dough and samosa filling, or like vice versa.
Yes, the KitchenAid mixer came too. That's, yeah, we're gonna spend a lot more time baking stuff now, so that's a big one. Yeah, we're gonna start baking a lot more now that we got our mixer. So because we're just mixing with hand, everything's like all the cookies, cakes, and everything we're doing, I'm just like using a whisk, and it's a bitch to do that with butter. It's the worst.
But oh my god,
now we get to experiment.
It's
more
the worst. Oh, question for you, what would you like to us make?
Fucking everything. Do it.
Like, we never know, like, okay, what's the next thing, but we'll ask you.
Yeah, no, I mean, I like following you guys a lot of the Asian fusion stuff is really cool. I hate Italian food. I mean, please, no. I cannot stand traditional Italian food. They think tomato sauce is just tomatoes. Like, why is that a thing?
Like,
why
don't you like spaghetti sauce?
That's the thing, right? Like, you use the traditional ingredients, but then you add your own twist to it. Like, her tomato sauce, she only uses like San Marzano tomatoes with the dew piece straight out of Italy. But then she like adds a bunch of her own shit into it, and it makes it so much better. It's not like plain or
like hot Italian sausage. Like, you know, you mix like, oh, here's ground beef, veal, and ground pork. But I'm like, hot Italian sausage and some beef.
But like, if the sausage if the flavor's not good of the sausage, like, she'll cook a bit, but then she'll toast her own herbs and seasonings. Yeah. The sausage, and cook the sausage again to get it to the flavor she wants, and then make the sauce.
Right. So. Oh, that sounds amazing. I mean, please redo every Italian thing known to man. I'm okay.
Just make it Asian. Just
make it better.
Just make it Italian.
I mean, I'm excited about the empanada samosa deal. I love samosas. I would die if you guys managed to do that together. But seriously, like, everything that you guys have been doing so far, I watched recently the video that you guys made with the sandwich, and then I was just like, I feel like you, like, Ollie could make that better. I was just like, I looked at it, like, you were like pulling apart, and I'm like, that looks
good. Oh, the from Daisy Burger.
Oh my god,
she's actually made one before. When we just haven't started, shown it yet.
Yeah, I'm gonna make that one again. I was like, I need to make one of these. I'm like, I haven't had one of these since I was a kid. We're sitting in quarantine. I'm like, let me try to fucking make this. I'm like, trying to pick my own shit. And like, we made a patty, and then like, it's this thing called a chuckly club, and then fried an egg, pickled the vegetables, took some chutney, and like, actually turned out pretty good. I'm like, and then we go there to eat this. I'm like, yeah, no, absolutely not. We need to make this.
It was disappointing.
Well, that's thing. So I'm like, I need to make this again ASAP.
Yeah, his version had, well, what's the traditional version that you get back
home? Oh, the bun kebab. So that one, you take like either a lentil or a meat patty, and then they whip up an egg, and it's almost like a foamy egg, and then you take the lentil meat patty, put in the egg, and then you fry it, and so it's almost like a little cloud holding onto this little patty, this disc in the middle, and you put that on a bun with a shit ton of ghee, which is clarified butter. Nice. Toasted. Put it on there, put some onions, put some of the green chutney, and then they have this like spicy tamarind chili sauce smothered in that. And that's like, we get that on the streets, and that was the shit. That's
and so good. The one that he made he took your patty, whatever, it was a beef patty, like a smash burger. So he did that.
Oh yeah, that was a different one.
He crisped it up in green chutney.
Oh wow.
And then his mom made these potato patties that I'm like, hey, let's put this in here, because like, carbs on carbs on carbs, right? So added that, and then your onions, you put cheese in it.
Yeah, because like, toppings. I see a lot of people making burgers where they'll take a smash burger but then put mustard on one side and crisp up the mustard. I'm like, what can we do with that? And I'm like, take the green chutney, fuck. Like, put the green chutney on one side, crisp that up with the onions and the smash burger, like Oklahoma style with some crispy onions.
Right.
Take our seasoning, like our chaat masala, which is like amazing on fries. So you take that and sprinkle a seasoned meat with that, and then put that on the kind of Martin's potato roll and then the potato
patty. Our version.
Yeah, and then like spicy yogurt on it and tamarind sauce, and it's deadly.
Yeah, no, that sounds amazing. No one sees videos. This is just like the recording of the podcast, but I want everyone to know that I'm pretty sure I drooled at some point and I don't remember what happened. I blacked out.
And you did it all the time.
Holy shit, that's so crazy. Like, you guys, I'm so excited for the both of you with like this new endeavor that you're doing for yourselves, which is really nice. I was wondering, like, do you guys have any advice for anyone who's thinking of doing the same thing you guys are doing?
Same thing when it comes to, like, when you're hearing negative things, or if, like, there's a voice even in the back of your head saying, what are people going to think? What will people say? Yeah. What if 100 people don't like it? It's like, fuck it. Like, just if you love to do it and you're given a platform to share it with the world.
Just do it.
You deserve to share it. Let people know what you have.
Yeah.
Let people know what you have to offer and what you love to do. And that's what, like, social media is for, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And don't overthink it like I do, you know, like you follow so many accounts, you're like, oh my God, this person's already doing this or doing that. But, you know, maybe you have something different to offer. Like, everybody does everything differently. So don't be shy, put it out, and you never know. Like, people will like it.
There's no like right, perfect way to success or any of that. You just come up with your own path. Like, maybe there's like millions of ways to get there. It's just everyone's way is different. Just figure out your own way. Don't wait to follow someone else's way.
Aw, I love talking to you guys. Couple podcast ever. You guys are so great. I was wondering, because you guys, keep mentioning, you know, really good advice for everybody. Do you guys have any plans that you can share from like going from here?
Top secret. I don't even know what I'm eating tomorrow. I do.
I mean, this honestly just started with like, just be able to create what you're craving in the kitchen without having to like rely on anyone else.
Yeah.
And it's like that, and it's like, shit, I want to eat like Vietnamese like lemongrass chicken and rice. Like, fuck, I gotta go all the way to get it. And it's like, wait, if I have lemongrass in the freezer and I got like chicken thighs, I can just make this at home. Figure out how to do it at home. Just like say what you do, right? And at least you can make it exactly how you want when you want.
Yeah, I think, and also just the whole recipe sharing, that's kind of what's on my brain, is the next step that we would like to get to.
Yeah.
And, you know, maybe have a website at some point, or if not a website, just being able to share the recipe on Instagram. And then eventually, hopefully, when we go back to traveling, is kind of sharing all the food spots that, you know, we would go to, or it's like, hey, we had a day in Chicago, here's like 10 places that we ate in one day. Those kind of things. Yeah.
Also learning a lot from other cultures. Everyone has a different way of cooking similar things. You can always learn how to do things better from like a different culture, or learn how to do things a different way to get a different result. And then you're not going to know unless you try it, right? So there's like different ways you can make rice and different, like in Africa, they make jollof rice in an oven as well. Like, they make their puree and then toss it in the oven and it bakes in a Dutch oven. We don't do that biryani, but like, why not? Why not try it, right? There's different. So it's all about learning different things and just being open to change is a big one. So like, because there's a lot of recipes you have, I was like, no, it's not done that way. That's not how you're supposed to do it. It's not that. That's like, just, no. It's like, no, you figure out your own way. Who cares? Like, if someone says like, that's not how you're supposed to eat roti, like, said who?
Yeah.
Just do what you want to do.
That's why we live. Have you ever watched Mark Weens on YouTube?
No.
Oh my God. You should watch him. He's great. He travels like all over Asia, or all over the world really, and just shows how people cook. I mean, like a lot of street food, but what's cool is that, you know, he'll go to a city, and I don't know if it's set up through his you know, like his tour guide, or if or families or like people just like reach out to him, be like, hey, come to our house, like someone's actual house, and they'll like make food for him, and then he eats it and he shares it, and it's just like really awesome to see all these different cultures and just like ways of cooking.
Yeah, that was a big thing. Like, even when I was in Thailand, and it's like, oh, we have to go to this great restaurant. It's great. I'm like, no, fuck that shit. What do you guys eat? And it's like, I want to eat that. And it's like, eating on the street. Like, it was great. It's like, the food's so great. You get to like understand where these ingredients come from, and everything has a story. And it's just a matter of whether or not you're willing to listen to it or eat it.
Yeah. We love going, like, eating street food or just like hidden gems. That's what I think, because, you know, obviously when you go somewhere, it's like, hey, you know, where should we eat? And most people will try to give you like the most like famous or like touristy spots. Like, okay, well, don't want to go there unless it's like, you know, we really, really have to go there. But like, show me, you know, a freaking basement in Chinatown. Like, where do people eat? Like, that's where I want to eat, because just because it's not expensive doesn't mean it's good. Like, cheap food is just amazing because of like the way they cook it. Like, that's what good food is to me.
Yeah, same. It's the whole concept of expensive food is the best, it's better than cheap. It's like, no, you can get something better for $3 than you'd spend $30 on a dish. So
yeah,
it's all subjective, right?
Oh, agreed. That's so funny. I mean, I'm not going to mention who this pizza place is because they're really sweet people. I hate Italian food. I'm learning. They like, we bought a $50 pizza, a medium-sized pizza, for like, it maybe fed Christopher, not really, like, I had like a slice of it.
Oh my gosh.
Oh no.
It's so bad. And we were like,
oh no.
We could just get like a dirty fucking pizza from Domino's, it would have been better.
Right? Yeah. That's what happens. Oh my gosh. Yeah, I want to know where you went.
No, I don't even want to come to that's where you're, like, you don't even want to go there. It's fine. Now that I'm trying to, like, wrap this up so you guys, like, can have your day. I'm so curious now. Where have you guys traveled? Like, you guys have been everywhere.
I've traveled a lot as a kid. Well, before we moved to Canada in 2005. So, lived in Pakistan, but then we traveled a lot to Thailand, into Sri Lanka, Singapore, Malaysia. Wow. I haven't been to Europe yet, but I obviously, like, as a kid going to Thailand, like, we're obsessed with Thai food. Like people in Pakistan are obsessed with Thai food. And that, like, kind of stuck with me as well. But 100% want to spend more time going to Asia. The last trip, besides going all, like, to a bunch of places in the States.
Yeah, we were supposed to go to Asia this year. I'm so sad that we didn't get to go. Because we were supposed to go to Thailand,
Philippines, and Japan.
And Japan.
Oh my god, that would have been amazing. I'm so sorry, guys.
That's okay. At least last year we did, you know, we just traveled in Canada. We did a whole East Coast trip last year. So that was really awesome. I've never been, or both of us have never been before. Mm-hmm. And the food there is amazing. Like, it's so fun. And every restaurant we went to, you have to go. It's crazy.
Yeah, we, like, because like pre-COVID, it was like, even before, like, it was all about, oh, I need to go to this city in the States, I need to go here, I need to go to West Coast, and it's like, nobody ever wanted to travel in Canada because it's too expensive. Yeah. And then decided to finally hit up the East Coast, and then did Cape Breton Island, Halifax,
PEI. Oh god, I love Moncton, the food in PEI.
Shediac, Shediac. It was just the whole vibe there is unreal, and everyone's so friendly. No one's in a hurry to do anything. Same thing with the West Coast. Everyone's laid back and relaxed and just
super
chill. And the food was just so fresh, so great. And they know what they're doing out there. Like, it's great. Hot sauces are from PEI right now. It's like, like, I still use that one. I went and picked it up when we were there for like a day, and like just walked down, like, oh, I need to try this. I'm like, shit, I have to buy this. What's your travel size one? And that's still my favorite.
It's so cool.
Would you guys ever move out of Toronto?
I would.
See, really?
Well, you know, I'm from Winnipeg, so I'm never gonna get moved out.
I mean, I've only lived in Toronto for what, 2 years now, but I've been working here for 7 years. But you guys, like, where we moved to in Mississauga, still home.
Would you move again? I mean, you were in Edmonton.
Yeah, I know. No, it's too much. If I didn't move so much, I
probably
would. Yeah, oh, I hate moving. I hated it.
It's the worst.
Yeah. It's just a lot of like effort.
It is.
We've taken so many fucking boxes. Like my parents' places are storage, so taking so many boxes and everything still looks the same in here. Like nothing has changed. I'm like, we haven't gotten rid of anything. We've gotten rid of like 8 boxes.
Like, can someone else do it for me? Thanks.
Oh my god. If you guys need help, I mean, I'm not doing much, so you guys, as long as I'm fed with like cookies or something.
Yeah, there you go.
Of course.
We'll feed you.
No problem.
Oh my god, this is the best. I love you. Honestly, I'm so excited for your episode. People are going to be so excited to hear about your like Instagram and just how you guys are as people. You guys are so cute and like you like talk about.
Like, thank you. I guess.
I genuinely, I hope you guys, you know, maybe get over the camera shyness because you guys should be feathers.
Really, like, showed ourselves on our Instagram page at all.
Yeah, except for us bitching about the burger.
Yes, you're good.
I love to complain about
that. I'm not shy about that.
No, don't be. Don't be. Ooh, I have a question. Do you guys ever return food when you guys are in restaurants? No?
No, not really. I'll just.
I feel like there was one time.
Like if there's hair in my food, then yeah. Like if there's like hair or plastic in my food, then yeah. Like, can we get another one? But I'm not gonna make a stink about it. Like, I'm not gonna be like, I want this for free, I want that. It's like, no, like, honest mistake. You didn't put it there on purpose, right? Like, shit happens.
Yeah. Like, if it's something that I don't like, then I'll take a couple of bites and kind of leave it to the side until, you know, they come around and think how it was. It was okay. But it's just something that, like, okay, I'll never be back at this restaurant ever again, or I just won't order this dish ever again.
Funny. I love how polite you guys are about everything too. I mean, I also like complain about every food that I hate ever, but you guys have yet to even spill any tea on the restaurants that you guys don't like.
Except for like, because you see all these things, like they're promoted, the pictures look so great, everything's amazing. It's like, yeah, let's go there. And then you have like the worst experience. You're like, well, fuck, everyone can pay for advertising, but it's just not cool. Like, yeah. I mean, if you pay and you say your place is great, we go there and it's like absolute trash. It's like, well, you know, what message are you sending? You really want people to go and eat this?
They're saying like this is the best Daisy Burger you can find. It's like, no, that's not the best one. There's so many other ones, and maybe it's for, you know, downtown Toronto, but like, you know, so many other Pakistani restaurants that you can find in Mississauga or the GTA. Yeah
I love that you guys go outside of the GTA, by the way, because it like it's so diverse down here, but at the same time, like, a lot of people don't know how to, you know, go outside of it. My last question, so I don't keep talking and asking you guys.
That's okay.
I love how you guys specifically travel for food. Was that always a choice that you wanted to only do like the dirtiest places or, you know, what locals love kind of thing?
It was more so finding things that aren't well known to other people. Like, I'll literally go on Google Maps and like scavenge through a bunch of different restaurants and like look at their menus and just see what's available. Like, even one of our favorite dumpling spots is like not on any of Toronto's best dumpling spots. And it's like in a basement in Chinatown, and it's hands down one of our favorite places. Yum, yum, yum. And it's like the lady was like the sweetest lady ever. Like, mm-hmm. She's serving us. She's like, oh, you have to eat this and that. And she's like, got everything fresh and everything was delicious. And it's not on any of the lists. And one of the places that are on Spadina that everyone loves for dumplings, like one of our least favorite dumpling spots.
Yeah, I would say we travel for food. Like, you know, that's kind of the first things that we think about when we're trying to figure out, like, okay, where should we go? Because, you know, oh, they're going to have so many amazing food spots. And it's just kind of, that's kind of the experience that we're going for. You know, like, some people travel because they want to stay at a bougie hotel. It's like,
yeah,
sure, we do that. Or we can spend, like, $200 on all this amazing food that we can find in the city. That's what we want to experience. That's why we travel.
Yeah, it's the first thing that comes to mind when you, like, name a region. It's like, oh, what do they eat? It's West Coast, I'm like,
everything.
Like, but it's like, oh, all the views and the hikes. I'm like, yeah, seafood. Like,
yeah, we'll hike one day, but like, what can I eat?
Yeah, That's what it comes down to.
I'm the person who's eating breakfast, and while I'm eating breakfast, I'm like, okay, well, what are you going to have for lunch, guys? Okay, mm-hmm. And now we're having lunch. Okay, what are we eating for dinner, guys?
A little bit of everything. So when we go, we'll pick up like 5 different things and just lay it on a table and just like pick at everything. It's like, Everyone try everything. Let's like try to
That's
see.
That's the best way to eat. Is to share.
Agreed. Agreed.
I hate people who don't share their food.
I know. I used to date a guy.
I have this one dish for myself.
Joey doesn't share.
It's true. I hate when people are like, you can't touch what I'm eating. I'm like, but why? Like,
right?
My food, but now I don't want to share.
Yeah.
I remember I used to date a guy who ordered only one dish for Chinese food. Just one.
Oh, my God. That's not how you order a Chinese.
That's what I said. I'm like, how do you live this way? Like, I don't understand.
At least, like, 3 things. Like, maybe 2.
At least.
But, like, 3, you know? Like, you want to get your rice and noodles and then you get meat dish.
Something fried.
2 meat dishes, you know?
Like, so, like, 4 things.
So, like,
that reminds you. We went, we were in Chinatown to eat and they put us at, you know, big round tables and you're sharing with like random people.
Yeah.
And this mom and her son, and she was just like waiting for her son to finish his big order of Cantonese chow mein. Like, that's all he was eating. I kept staring at them like, okay, is more food coming out? Like, no, just eating chow mein. And then they left. I'm like, what? What?
Oh my God, I would have been like, do you want some of my food? Like,
do you want one of our 6 dishes?
Yeah. You don't want to try this other thing? Yeah, it was just funny.
You guys sound like you'd be the best people to travel with because you focus so much on food.
Yeah, it's a lot of research, but like, it's one of the things we like love to do though. Like, I'll sit in front of a computer for hours trying to find food. Like, I won't do my job, but I'll just like sit there trying to find like, what's this known for? Where do you get this? What are the different areas, different
regions?
We will
watch like a million YouTube videos and just like, you know, ask for recommendations. They'll have this huge list that we'll put together.
And then you got to map it out. And so like, all right, for lunch, we'll be in this area. Then we're going to bike up to here, have dinner. And
so it's not like a strict, you know, agenda. It's kind of, as long as we know where all the places are, we're like, hey, we're close to here. So let's go to this place, this place, this place. And then we'll try to hit up as much places as we can.
That's so cool. Do you guys, have a place that you love? Is so far?
Like a restaurant or like city?
A city. Or both.
It's so hard.
Favorite city to eat in? So I'm not the biggest seafood eater, but in Charlottetown in PEI, we had to keep going back to one restaurant, Prince Water Shop.
The Water Prince?
Water Prince, Fuck. Their chowder is
so
like, good. I went to Boston and had chowder too, and like, oh, it's like the PEI chowder is amazing, and seafood was fresh. It was delicious. Like, and I'm not a big seafood eater, and that trip like changed me. It was... much seafood on
that
trip.
Yeah, like you could go anywhere and every time it's like, oh my God, this is so good. Oh my God, this is so good. And I feel like that doesn't happen very often.
Yeah, true.
We'll try different things and there's, you know, you'll have a hit or a miss, but a lot of the places that we went to is just amazing.
So cool. Is there anywhere you guys wouldn't go for food?
So, I mean, every place has something to offer. I mean,
I can think of one, but I'm not going to say.
What? Why?
Where is it?
In Canada.
Well, like, you don't know until you've been there.
I mean, whatever. From Winnipeg, so, like.
You guys are so funny.
I mean, you can't just judge a place if you haven't been there.
Oh, and Calgary, I should say. I love the food scene in Calgary.
Yeah.
Like, them in Vancouver, obviously, for all the Asian food that you get there.
Yeah.
But there was way more in Calgary than I thought.
Yeah, I was shocked. Calgary has some really good food and beer.
Wow. I definitely need this list from you guys because, no offense, I love the food scene in Calgary, but it all felt very like touristy. So I have to get this list because I was like, it was okay.
Like, yeah, there's some good spots there.
Yeah, we got to find like their best, like each city's best version of a different cuisine and try to go try it.
Yeah. And then tell everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah. But there's so many places.
There's a ton.
I can think of, oh, you haven't been to New Orleans, but I love it there. Not really? Like, I mean, Bourbon Street is amazing and it's so fun, but the food there is just so good. That's actually one of my favorite places, I think, that I've been to so far. Yeah, I love it there. And, like, people are so nice, but just, like, how they cook the food, it's so different than, you know, anywhere else in the States, I think, that at least that I've experienced. And you should really go there if you haven't been.
Noted. Noted.
Seafood, yeah.
Sweet. I'm sad that I actually have to let you guys go because you guys have been so much fun. I'm not saying to my other guests, but you guys have been.
This was fun.
Yeah, this was pretty cool.
Our first podcast. Thank you.
Thank you. I'm so excited. I just want to say thank you guys again. I hope like later down the line at some point when you guys are super famous and like, you know, doing all cool things and food trucks and videos. See? You guys are still like, yeah, we'll be on Belle's podcast. She's not like super.
Of course, we'll come back. This is our first one.
100%.
Thank you guys for being on here, though. Seriously, you guys are so much fun.
Oh, well, thanks for the opportunity.
Yeah. I will let you guys go. And I hope I know everyone's going to love this episode. You guys were like,
I hope so. Follow us on Instagram.
Let me know. I just like fucking realized I should probably let you. Where can people find you?
Oh, I just forgot. how do we do this? Yeah, if you guys want to follow us on Instagram, that's the best spot to follow us on. Our handle is @ricexroti.
Yay! And then you guys want to advertise your personal accounts? Or
Nah.
You're like,
I post a lot on my personal account. I'm like, what should I post about now? Because I'm not posting about food.
Yeah, I'm like, I guess I'll post nature. Like,
that only lasted so long.
Like, yeah, like,
I'm like, here's another mountain and another mountain. Yeah. And some trees.
Okay, cool. Thank you. Thank you so much. Guys, I will let you guys go. I'm actually really sad because you guys were so.
We'll be back. Yeah. We'll get another one.
Yeah.
When are we gonna be on? I'm so curious.
Yeah. I mean, seriously, thinking about bumping people.
Oh my god, no!
You guys are kind of late.
Let us know to get. I'm excited, but I'm also gonna be like, oh my god, is that what I sound like?
Yeah. Oh, the first time I heard myself, I was like, I don't like it.
I hate listening to my voice. It's weird.
So weird. But no, you guys were great. Thank you. Thank you so much. I hope everyone listening is super excited and check them out. You guys have great fucking food and I'm so hungry and I have nothing planned for supper. So,
oh no.
If you guys like have catering at some point, I will pay. I will.
Hey, you never know. With so.
That's so exciting. Again, thank you. Everyone listening, check them out, RiceXRoti on Instagram. And look at their food and all the reviews that they're doing. They're doing great stuff. But make sure you're not hungry because you will become very hungry after. Say bye, guys.
Awesome. Thanks so much,
Belle. Thanks a lot.